Well, last week in downtown Seneca, we had the Race for the Green that had been postponed from St. Patrick's Day. More than 470 people showed up for the race, and Riley Johnson's with me in the studio now to talk about the event and the winners. Riley?
Well, Kevin, I tell you what, it was a tremendous success. Just want to thank everybody for obeying, first of all, the traffic rules about slowing down. Nobody was injured. Everybody social distance as much as possible. And just a big thank you to everybody that was involved. All the street folks that were out setting up cones early in the morning at 5 o'clock. I just wanted to send a big shout out and a thank you to them. All the way up to 313 Cafe. And I couldn't do it without Henry Ramirez and Upstate Medical Associates. Those guys are our official title sponsor. They've been with us now for about 10 years, 9 or 10 years, or however long this race has been going on. But Henry Ramirez does a tremendous job, but Upstate Medical was always right there with us through the whole thing. But just a big shout out, a big thank you to everybody that participated. We had tourism in town. We had people staying at our hotels. We had people eating at the restaurant. And people after the race went back to 313 and had a outside, kind of inside party. So a big thank you to 313, Leslie, Jason, and all the guys there. But we had Bradley's Jewelers that donated some jewelry to give away. Tessa Shope with the Boathouse, she was there volunteering. And just a big shout out to everybody. I just wanted to let your listeners know and say a big thank you right here on the radio.
Well, Riley, we appreciate you coming in. And also, real quick, before we let you get out of the studio, in less than a week, Jazz on the Alley's returning to North Townville Street and Ramcat Alley.
Yeah, something new this year. We're going to put the stage underneath the red light right there at Townville and Ramcat Alley. It's been on this side in front of the radio station for years, but with Mayberry's and Uncle Julio's opening up and social distancing getting involved, that's one of the main reasons we had to move it down there, because we know we have anywhere from 500 to 700 people every Thursday night at Jazz on the Alley, and we just can't keep them sardined in. So we're going to spread it out over two streets, and what's going to happen, it's going to grow. It's going to open up more room, and we got a lot of great food, just like always. We got 313 Cafe is going to be here. We got Alizon, the Mexican restaurant. We also got Crabs to Go, that great Low Country Boil. Tony does a tremendous job there. Van Gilly's will be open, the Burrito Shack. We've got Bonaterra there, the spot on the alley in Mayberry. So should be a great night. Jamie Wright, who is originally from Seneca, is going to get us started at 7 o'clock. And one of the things we're going to do this year is 7 till 9. It's a two-hour show. They may stop about 5 minutes or so. They may have to run to the bathroom or something. But they're going to play all the way through two great hours of jazz. And it starts at 7 o'clock. People will start coming in around 6, 6:30, setting up. Bring your lawn chairs. Should be a fun event. It's going to be a great season. And we can't wait to get started. Everybody loves after work to come downtown and get a little slice of jazz.
Riley Johnson, coordinator for the coordinator of events for the city of Seneca. Thanks for joining us today in the newsroom here on 94.1 The Lake.